If I'm working on non-fiction, history of medicine, it might be a given opinion that inspires me, perhaps something authoritatively written but arrogant that will get my goat and drive me to write in reply. Compton Burnett, for example, claiming in 1898 that most women are not quite normal. Or another 19th century physician writing of the menopause that this unwomanly condition undoubtedly renders her repulsive to man, while her envious, overbearing temper renders her offensive to her own sex. This sort of provocative stuff is hard to beat for getting me motivated. How did they come up with this? What was their agenda or evidence? What were they thinking? How did it influence what they did? How did women react? And can my research change anything? In fiction, it would be any writer who can capture and elaborate, wittingly or unwittingly, nuances of human emotion and inspire them in me. That's a writer who gets to the core. Flannery O'Connor's collection of short stories, A Good Man Is Hard to Find, is a good book that's hard to beat. It has a bleakness, tinged with the sort of majesty of spirit that twists your soul. It is the juxtaposition that is so piercing, so paralysingly unfair. She conveys grief, shame and humiliation like no one else. It's difficult to know what to do with these emotions, and she can induce them in her reader like a fierce blush. And who wouldn't want to be able to do that too? Carson McCullers, similarly, saw that all great drama resides in the minutiae of human behaviour and interaction. Of humiliation, since I seem to be focusing on this, she wrote that it is the square root of sin. Graham Greene is a master of sin and guilt. Just revisit the end of The Affair. Though perhaps this book is more likely to inspire revisionist, wartime, adulterous, crypto-Catholic sex scenes under chilly, slippery eiderdowns. T.S. Eliot, though, got down to the nitty-gritty of what it can inspire. I have had quite enough humiliation lately to bring me to the point at which humiliation ceases to humiliate. You get to the point at which you cease to feel, and then you speak your mind. There is inspirational writing about behaviour, and then there is being inspired to behave, or not. James Boswell crossed over like this. When he witnessed or did something vile or experienced some difficulty or other, he would go off and indulge himself in debauchery, balancing his highs and lows. And of course it was he who noted that strange opinion of Samuel Johnson, no man but a blockhead ever wrote, except for money. But doesn't the mere word check make one feel so much livelier and more inspired? Providing, of course, it is accompanied with the phrase, on its way to you, and not, where is my